Intervju Radija Študent.
Cenjeno poslušalstvo, lepo pozdravljeni v oddaji Eraš Intervju. Z nami je danes pop-rock glasbenica in producentka Ingrid Loventur iz Strasbourga, ki s svojim bendom glasbe pesmi nastala v domači spalnici. V četrtek, 17. aprila, bo nastopila s Chimijem in Kiki v Gala Hali. Did I pronounce name correctly?
Yeah,
okay,
it's great. Yes.
Because I'm always like a bit... okay, thanks. So, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm great. It's super sunny outside. It's a good day.
So, this is your first interview in Slovenia or just on this radio?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so Slovenian audience is not that familiar with you, maybe. So can you tell us about yourself and your musical journey?
Yeah, so I'm from Strasbourg, next to Germany in France. I started my project in 2020. Basically, I asked two friends of mine if they could make music with me and write some songs. And we locked ourselves for a week in a living room, and then there it was. And now I'm doing more like of music just myself in my office, basically. Yeah, and I have a live band with me. It's a mix of pop, rock and R&B, and also I just moved to Slovenia.
When did you move?
The end of November, so it's been a few months.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What brought you to Slovenia?
My brother works here. Like, he moved here a year ago, and I started coming here on vacation once, twice, a little more than that. And then at some point I was like, okay, I'm basically living here, so I should like actually get an apartment for real. Yeah.
Okay, so you like it now. Would you go, how often do you go to France?
More than I thought, because we have like a few concerts every month. I have to go, basically, so I have I drive for 8 hours, and then we go on tour. So yeah, like once a month.
Yeah, and also like I also saw when you're in your bio, and now you've been telling me that you have a lot of concerts ahead, and you also made appearance on other festivals and concerts like internationally. That must be really exhausting.
Yeah, it's like a good exhaustion. Like it's not like a mental one. Like, it's just like when you come home, your body is just like completely exhausted, and you sleep for 2 days. But it feels good.
What do you miss most about home?
My mom.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and cheese.
Definitely. All the French goodies. But what do you like about Slovenia? Like, what attracted you that much? So,
I love that it's green, and that the city is so beautiful. Ljubljana is so beautiful, but there are like other cities also in Slovenia. The fact that you have like 70% of your territory is like forest. That's super cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Also, as a woman, it feels safer. Like I can go for a run at night here, which I wouldn't do in France.
And you also told me recently like that in France it's like racism is still a huge issue, and it's becoming
It is becoming more and more of an issue, unfortunately, because the right wing is like kind of like has kind of won the last elections. Well, not really, but still.
Yeah,
it feels like they won it, like, so. Yes, sadly, but France is not only that. It's like a big mix of like lots and lots of cultures. So I hope that we can win against those racists. Can I swear? I shouldn't swear. It's racist bitches.
Exactly. Has living in Slovenia affected, changed the way you make your music and perform? Because a lot of musicians, like, they, when they, I don't know, come into a new country or change something, it affects a lot, like their music and lyrics, I mean, at least lyrics. So has it happened to you?
I feel like it's changing my sound a little. Maybe because I'm more living in the capital, but I feel like more in tune with nature somehow. And also I feel like Slovene artists are much more honest with their art.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
In France we have we're super lucky to have that. We have artist status, and basically you have to play 40 gigs a year to get it, and then you have a safety net. You get basically a salary every month. But to get those gigs, you have to be popular. So you have to kind of make your music sound a certain way, I would say. So it's hard to find those gigs and be completely sincere and authentic. There are lots of great artists in France though, but yeah. So
yeah, you have to focus on things that sell and
stuff. Yeah, yeah, so you have to think about mm-hmm. every year will I get enough gigs? Mm-hmm. I have to make good music for that. Yeah.
Tough.
And good music, I mean music that works, that is
popular, commercial.
Yeah.
What are the other differences between, you have been and still are a part of that alternative French scene, and now you are becoming a part of Slovenian.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the other differences that you have noticed, some pluses, minuses, when you compare those two?
There are not a lot of jam sessions here. it's kind of weird because that's how actually in France that's how you get to know other musicians. You just go to any jam session and you meet lots of people and then you network that way. But I wasn't really able to here. I found one at the bar in Metelkova. But it's not happening anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Club Monokel. Yeah.
Okay.
So I still found a few artists that I befriended.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
But I had to use other ways, Instagram.
Okay. Probably Chimi and Kiki being one of them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I met Kiki. I went to the Man Festival a year ago just to see concerts, and I met Kiki there. Then we followed each other on Instagram, and a few months later I was like, hey, do you want to make music together? So
awesome.
And the same happened with Chimi. I just DM'd him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you initiate this concert happening on Thursday, or how did the idea come up?
Yeah, this is so I initiated this and I did nothing. I was just like, hey, we should play a show together. Uh-huh. And they're kind of organized everything since I'm not fluent in Slovene. And so so I'm super thankful to have great friends that made it happen.
they gave a little push.
Yeah.
But your band is basically based in France still.
Yeah.
So how do you guys practice and do tours?
So we've been, I'm only adding new songs every few months. So we've been playing the same set for a long time now. So we just rehearse the day before the concert or the same day, and then we get into the van.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also trying to put up a band here because having them come over every time we have a show here doesn't really make sense. And this way I can also play with Slovene musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you already have someone in mind, or are you still?
Yeah, I have I already have a guitarist and a bassist.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yeah. What, like the guitarist actually has a show here. It's Jan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah. Shout out to Jan.
Just, I'm just missing a drummer. So if you hear this and you're a drummer.
This is open call for a drummer.
Yeah.
Okay, so your first EP came out last year, Mad Girl.
Yeah, in September.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us a bit about it, the process, the inspiration?
I did most of it at home. I would record most of the parts and send it to my band. And then we would like rearrange it together. And we went to this, in the countryside to record it. It's in the mountains called Les Vosges. Mm-hmm. Near Strasbourg, and we took a few days for that. It was great, and the CP is it's called Mad Girl. It's one of the songs. It's about female rage and how you can be called crazy or hysterical for no good reasons.
Mm-hmm. It's really felt when you listen to it, actually.
Thanks. There's another song about slut shaming. Mm-hmm. And how it's not a good thing. And empowering yourselves after toxic relationships or partnerships. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does the inspiration often come from your personal experiences? Or
yeah, totally.
Maybe, yeah, that's...
Yeah. But it also feels great to know that usually after concerts, there are like always a few women that come to me to tell me that they had the same experience. So it's nice to know that they can identify themselves to that, and that we're, even though it's a hard experience, that we share it together.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, it becomes universal basically, and it gives you like a push to continue making them.
Sure.
And also like mostly like when it comes to process, that's, you do it mostly in your bedroom, if I understood correctly.
I have a guitar, a bass, I program the drums on Logic Pro, and that's basically it.
Mm-hmm. We also mentioned that in the beginning, I said that you're a pop rock musician, but you also combine R&B. Mm-hmm. What are your biggest, what are your influences, like some musicians that are your inspiration?
I would say Mac DeMarco, Prince. I'm a big fan of Remy Wolf and Niloufer Yanya, which are like... artists from nowadays. Mm-hmm. We have a unique personality. Mm-hmm. And it feels refreshing, and seeing women on stage is truly refreshing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably some of those influences like came from our childhood, like listening to, like, was it a big deal while growing up, or did you discover it?
So when I was, I have like my older brother who lives here, was in a hard rock band when he was in high school. I was like 10-ish, and I would go to his concerts, and that's how I knew that I wanted to make music too. And I grew up listening to a lot of soul music. Mm-hmm. And rock, and I didn't really want to choose when making my own music, so it's kind of a mix of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the concert you're probably going to hear songs from EP.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something other that, like, what can we expect?
Maybe a few new songs.
Uh-huh, okay.
Which will be like, it will be the first time playing them live. There will also be other surprises. Mm-hmm. Because I will be sharing the stage with my friends, so So we're trying to organize something, but I won't say what.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah, it's gonna be a surprise.
Yeah.
So people have to come. Mm-hmm. So new songs are already ready?
They're written. The demos are there, and the live versions too. I'm not releasing anything yet. Though I'm releasing like the acoustic versions of the EP that I released in September, it will be like in May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is what I'm gonna release to actually get more time to work on the new songs.
So yeah. it's like within a week you have to get. Was the process basically the same, you in your bedroom and?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and actually, like those songs were actually composed here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So yeah. Okay. Are the you already have like an album in mind, or you're just focused on? Not focused on that.
At least an EP, I would say. I don't know about the album. That's a lot of songs.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I want it to be about hope and resilience. I think it's the right time to talk about hope. Yeah.
Yeah. So in some new topics, I mean, not that, but...
Yeah.
You're also sticking to the genres you used to, I mean, you already have?
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of like, still a mix of the same things, I guess, but I guess I also like got a new skills that I didn't have back then when I made my first EP. I took a class to learn how to produce and how to use the software.
Mm-hmm.
How it's supposed to be used. So I guess it's like I can more like easily do what I'm hearing in my head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Amazing. So basically like it's all DIY, like you had to.
Yeah,
you did it all by yourself. Like you didn't, you do have like some musical education, like formal, or did you?
I do. I was self-taught until I turned 20, and then I applied for the Jazz Conservatory in Strasbourg, and I got in. I was surprised because I didn't know anything about music theory, and so I stayed there for 5 years, and there I've learned to like play double bass also, which was great, and everything became a little less blurry, how music works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is a bass your go-to instrument? What's your favorite?
It's more guitar is more my go-to instrument, but I love playing bass. I think like I'm not in a band where I play bass at the moment, but I would love doing that again, like just as a musician that works for an artist who has like a artistic direction, and so. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, guitar.
Yeah. I mean, it really is like also in your music, those riffs are really something that stays in your mind.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we have been talking about your new songs that are going to be performed at the concert on Thursday. You also told me something about the concert in Copenhagen. Like, can you tell me about the future plans?
So basically on Thursday we have the show in Ljubljana, and then we drive to Bologna, and the day after to Firenze, and then I drive to Copenhagen. I met a Danish artist called Ames, which she's a feminist punk rock artist. Like, she's so badass. I met her last September in Vienna at a festival where Kiki also played, actually. And so we were hanging out and talking about how it would be cool to make music together. And so I applied for this funding, and I got it, and so I'm going there with a friend of mine. She's gonna film the creative process, and we're gonna write music together with this artist. And then at the end we have a concert, and it's gonna be my first solo show. So yeah, that's
a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Rethinking the songs in another way, and how it can be relevant when I'm just playing guitar and singing. Like, it's something.
Yeah, it's challenging, but yeah, it's probably gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I also forgot to ask you, but I'm really interested in that. Are you planning on staying in Slovenia? Like, do you see yourself here?
I hope I can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love the region, and I also feel at peace here. I think I'm gonna stay longer than a year for sure. Could be nice if it could be a few years. We'll see where my career takes me and life takes me. But I feel truly at peace here. And the sea is not that far. That's pretty cool. Forests.
Mostly lakes. Other countries, yeah.
Yeah, and
like
other countries.
Italy, like,
it's a mix of cultures. So it's dope.
Yeah. Fingers crossed that you do. And, like, that you.
Yeah. I hope.
This is the first of numerous concerts here.
Yeah.
This one on Thursday. Would you like to add anything about the concert on Tuesday? Thursday? Did I miss something?
Except that. If you're not coming, you're missing a great concert.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, I think that would be it. Do you have something more to add that I didn't ask you that you would like to say?
I hope that there are more and more fintech people that make music. Yeah. So if you're hearing this and you're not sure where to start, just ask anyone that you look up to on Instagram or whatever, or in life in general, and just start and make mistakes, and it will be a better world if you do.
Yeah, that's something really nice. So really nice thing to say to conclude the everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. So we are looking for a drummer still.
Yeah.
And go to the concert on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday. Yeah, right. Thank you so much again for the interview, and good luck with all the numerous plans and the concert.
Yeah.
Let's hope you stay here with us.
Let's hope.
Drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, tokrat je z nami v studiju premierno bila Lavantur. Lepo vabljeni na koncert v četrtek, 17. aprila, bo nastopila skupaj s Čimijem in Kiki. Z vami sem bila Milena, vi ste poslušali RŠ intervju. Čau! Vamo poslušamo komad z enega prvega EP-a Mad Girl.
Sorry is what you said to me. You think it's crazy, you know. Forget about all the bad guys you see.
gonna get away with this, you know?
Intervju Radija Študent.